Practice Book, Module C, Unit 12, Exercise 23. Listen and answer the questions.
Good evening. Our programme this evening is looking at the development of Global English, or Globish, as it is increasingly called. With me in the studio are Mary Evans from the Institute of Applied Linguistics and Charlie Wong from the International Language Academy. Charlie, is English becoming an international language?
Definitely. English is spoken as a first language by more than 300 million people throughout the world and used as a second language by many millions more. Within the next few years, the number of people speaking English as a second language will exceed the number of native speakers.
And how will this affect English as we know it now?
This could have a dramatic effect on the evolution of the language. In the process of being absorbed by new cultures, English develops to take account of local language needs, giving rise not just to new vocabulary, but also to new forms of grammar and pronunciation.
At the same time, however, a standardised global English is spread by the media and the internet. Most of the scientific, technological and academic information in the world is expressed in English.
English is now the dominant or official language in over 60 countries.
So you're saying that the role of English as a worldwide lingua franca is irreversible?
A Finnish scientist coming to Vienna for a conference on human genetics, an Italian designer negotiating with prospective clients in Stockholm, a Polish tourist chatting with local restaurateurs in Crete. They all communicate successfully in English.
Yes, but which English?
Well, it is not the language you hear in chat shows and soaps on British or American television, but a range of Englishes with enough of a common core so as to make it an efficient means of communication.
Globish?
Yes, an international language that will become the new lingua franca.